This is EJ Castor with a Florida Tech faculty and staff profile. And with me, I have Dr. Lelekis. Dr. Lelekis is a professor of English in the School of Arts and Communication. Dr. Lelekis, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about yourself.
This is my fourth year here at Florida Tech, and I teach writing and literature. So all of those courses, like writing about literature that freshmen take, everything to surveys of British and American literature, and special topics. This semester, I'm teaching one on war and literature.
And I understand you have a book that is about to be published.
Yes, the title is American Literature, Lynching, and the Spectator in the Crowd, Spectacular Violence. And it comes out on October 17th, but it's already available for pre-order on Amazon, so please check it out.
How exciting. Is this the first book that you've published?
Yes, this is my first book, and it grew out of my dissertation project that I completed a few years ago as part of my PhD program at the University of Missouri. And the project really began with an interest in two things. First, I was interested in spectatorship and how that's really complicated when we're talking about witnessing violence. And then I was also interested in the possibilities of cross currents between journalism and fiction, not just in reporter characters, but also in the backgrounds of some of the authors that I was looking at that often began their careers as journalists, and then they also wrote fiction.
That's very interesting. What angle of spectatorship do you look at?
I'm interested in the character as spectator. Often it's a reporter character. So when I was doing my initial dissertation project, I came across a line where a reporter character was referred to as a hired spectator. And that was really like the spark for the project. And so then as it evolved into my book project, I decided to focus on fictional scenes of lynch mobs so that I could tighten the focus to racial violence. And so I still see the spectator as the threat. Thread really carries through, and I'm interested in how the spectator is both a figure that's within and outside the crowd and functions as a lens for the reader to view this violence, and then also is a way of commenting on the fractures seen within American society.
Now, you talk about fictional scenes, but oftentimes those fictional scenes are based on reality.
Yes, absolutely. And that's where it ties back to the actual journalism that a lot of these authors participate in. Sometimes they're fictional scenes that they create in stories and novels years later tie back to their earlier work as journalists, and some of them actually covered lynch mob scenes in reality. So I'm interested in those ties between the way that they experienced them as reporters and then the way that they explored those themes, especially the racial violence at the turn of the 20th century, in their fiction.
So although you're a professor of English and you wrote this book from within this context, it sounds like this is also going to be used for sociology.
Well, I am really interested in my work being interdisciplinary. And so I do bring in a lot of history, sociology, and other elements besides just looking at a piece of fiction. So my book is also, I think, a work of cultural studies as well.
So do you intend to use this book within your, bring it into your discipline?
Yes, I would love to have it be something that might even help spark a new course, you know, even here at Florida Tech. I have been interested in helping the university develop new humanities courses, and so this might be potentially something that could lead to another interdisciplinary humanities course.
Well, that would be fascinating. Dr. Lelekis, I hope the sale of your book goes very, very well. I'm looking forward to reading it. Well, I'm afraid we're out of time, but thank you very much for coming to participate in a Florida Tech faculty and staff profile.
Thanks for having me.
This interview, along with the information on where to purchase Dr. Lelekis' new book, can be found on our podcast at wfit.org. Thank you for supporting Public Radio 89.5 FM, broadcasting from the Florida Tech campus in Melbourne, Florida.